proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Now, today's program, we're going to have a little bit of fun with this. We're going to actually ask you to go ahead and lace up your shoes. We're going to get ready to run. A question for you now is, have you ever run a marathon? While famous modern races, such as the Boston Marathon or even the Olympic Marathon, are familiar to us, our minds also race back to the Greek story of the messenger Pheidippides, who ran 26 miles from Marathon to Athens to report the victory of the Greek army over the Persians in the year 490 BC. The story goes that upon his arrival, Pheidippides cried out Nike, which is the Greek word for victory. After saying this word, he collapsed and fell dead. The traditional race, known as the marathon, is based after this famous run from history. However, this was not the first run like this to report the news of a battle. Some 3,000 years ago, another runner also ran to bear the news of a battle. We find this story in the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 12, where it reads, "And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and with earth upon his head." This story tells of the tragic loss of the army of Israel to the Philistines during the time of Eli the high priest. In this battle, the Bible records that the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were killed, and that the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines. A runner, called a man from Benjamin, ran with this news from Eben-Ezer to Shiloh, where Eli and the tabernacle was located. Upon hearing this news, Eli fell from his chair and died. While the name of the man from Benjamin is not mentioned, the story is being remembered in a unique way today. After the Six-Day War in 1967, a man named Yosef Yukitieli, the founder of the Maccabiah Games, which is somewhat called the Jewish Olympics, sought out to study the route of this runner from 3,000 years ago. Surprisingly, Yosef Yukitieli discovered that the route from Eben-Ezer to Shiloh was about 26 miles, the distance of a modern-day marathon. After this discovery, Yukitieli began organizing races after the route of the man from Benjamin, as recorded in 1 Samuel. This year's race will start in the Israeli city of Rosh Ha'Ain, which is the biblical site of Eben-Ezer. This city is located in the central district of Israel, a few miles east of Tel Aviv. The race will be run along Israel's Highway 5 towards Ariel and onto the biblical site of Shiloh. Along the way, the runners will go along the path of ancient ruins, mosaics, and other exhibits that will be a highlight for runners as well as for spectators. In addition to the full marathon, there will also be half marathons, as well as a 15K and a 5K race. This special race will take place during the Sukkot holiday or the Feast of Tabernacles. Israelis love to get out and explore during most holidays, so this event will have something for everyone. There are several marathons that take place in Israel throughout the year, like those held in Jerusalem and around the Sea of Galilee, but this one is very special as it bears the story of the Bible, the land, and the people of Israel. As we think about the man from Benjamin and the race that is taking place today, we can literally see the Bible come alive as the story is retold in retracing of the steps of the runners at the location of the ancient battle between the Israelites and the Philistines. Thousands of years after this historic biblical run, including 2,000 years of being scattered abroad the face of the earth, the Jewish people have returned to their ancient homeland, and the modern state of Israel has been established. Perhaps the importance of this race is a modern-day miracle in and of itself. Even though the army of Israel was defeated in battle by the Philistines on that day in the biblical account, the lesson learned today is that Israel was not entirely defeated. 3,000 years later, the Philistines are no more. The Jewish people? Well, they live today. As the Bible reminds us, the Jewish people are Am Olam, or an everlasting nation, a name given to them by God himself. God is not done with the Jews. He will one day restore them as a nation and a people. A popular phrase among Israelis today is Am Israel Chai, the nation of Israel lives. And this is indeed a promise from God that we can run with.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.